Members of Parliament's Finance Committee have directed New Plan Limited to submit its ownership certificate and bank statements before lawmakers consider its request for an 18.8 billion shilling tax exemption. The company claims it suffered heavy losses after Government of Uganda suspended contracts linked to Total Energies, where it was engaged in the oil pipeline design and managing compensation for project-affected persons. During a meeting with the Uganda Revenue Authority and the Ministry of Finance officials, the company said unpaid services and the COVID-19 pandemic worsened its financial strain between 2016 and 2020. However, legislators, including Herbert Tayeba, questioned the basis for the waiver, citing possible financial indiscipline. Committee chairperson Moses Alepa said investigations would determine whether the firm is genuinely distressed or failed to meet its tax obligation.
Normally, we find that most of these companies have problems of financial discipline. Either they meet finance managers who don't handle the thing, like the case of pay as you have. But this money, when you're paying someone's salary, it's deducted from the salary. So once you're paying salary, then you should also send the deducted one to URI. That's why normally these tax waivers, we have to handle them on a case-by-case basis. And that's why we want to look at the financial operations with that company, so that we establish whether they really did all the best they could do to their ability to arrive such a thing. Otherwise, if we don't examine that, then we'll have no chance to do it well.